Good morning. Good to see you all here. I guess a question that I was just thinking while I was sitting back there is, why did you come this morning? I mean, it's such a beautiful day, you could be a thousand places other than in this church. But here you are, and you didn't show up by accident. And you didn't come to listen to a church speak either. I guess a question that I had, another one, was, do you get that as he started this morning? You were created on purpose. Do you believe that? You were created with a purpose. Maybe some of you are here thinking, what is that purpose? Or for a purpose. Maybe you don't know what your purpose is. But guess what? The answer is right there. To fulfill God's divine purpose. You see, in my life, it was about me. And I was going to prove to the world that I am somebody. But that didn't come from God. Let me back up a little bit. I was involved this summer with the tent meetings in Linwood there. I was a part of the tent and grounds, so yeah, as far as the ministry of it, we didn't have a whole lot to do with that. But something started happening. We had this all planned out. The tent meeting started, and all of a sudden you had people come up to me and be like, oh, who are you? Yeah, you're some Dwayne Gingrich guy. Like, who is that? Well, where do you come from? You were involved in a bad accident. You killed your uncle, didn't you? You ran away from home. And the list went on and on. On those three things I just said, to my shame, my answer was, where do you come from? My answer was, I come from my mother. And so I was like, oh, I don't want to talk to that person. And about you killing your uncle, oh, what story did you hear? That was my response. You see, there was something in the way of Jesus Christ in my life, and that was the I in pride. Because there was something that went on because of something I heard, and it doesn't even matter, and it wasn't even irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant to my life. And that was this, and that was as far as the thing with your uncle. Yeah, he was in an accident. And there was a relative of mine that came up to me and said, frankly, I just don't think you're going to make it. I just don't think you're going to make it. But do you know what? Through it all, and a message that was at the tent meetings, there was an invitation given that if your I in pride is what rules your life, that you can come forward and allow Jesus into your life to reclaim that and give that back, give your soul back to Jesus. And that's what I did. I'm here this morning to tell you that I don't care where you are at. I don't care how low you have been. But do not give up. Do not throw in the towel, so to speak. And I say that in all seriousness. Proverbs 10:13 says, where there is strife, there is pride. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. And that stood out to me in so many ways. There are so many things I could say, but All I can say is that if it wasn't because of God's grace, I wouldn't be here this morning. But you see, it doesn't matter how low you are, Jesus still came and died for you. So like the first part of this morning, you saw the cross with a big heart on it, and there was a lamb under it, and it looked pretty content. My question for you in closing is, are you happy this morning? Are you content? Like Lester shared, are you content? Or is that your excuse? I go on to say, are you happy? If you're not happy, all you have to do is reevaluate your life, because it will show you some things. Of where you didn't let Jesus in. I'm an open vessel. I want to be used for God's kingdom. Do I have everything in order of where I'm going? No. There are still things I need to work through. A lot of them. But do you know what? By God's grace, I want to continue to do that so that I can be who God wants me to be to fulfill God's divine purpose for my life.